Amelia Leck joining us here on the Regions Bank postgame show. Amelia, War Eagle.
War Eagle, how are you?
I'm well. Hey, all smiles after after that big sixth inning. And look, I told Carson on the broadcast, I didn't think Auburn was having bad at-bats. It just took you a couple innings to make the adjustment. What was the adjustment that this team had to make?
Yeah, we just wanted to hit balls on the ground. You know, first couple of innings, we were hitting them in the air. So making that adjustment to make sure that we're hitting balls on the ground, and things will happen when balls are on the ground but not in the air.
And it's not just tonight, but, I mean, for the last four or five games, it seems like, that middle of that Tennessee series, this team has learned how to string hits together, put some big innings together. How contagious is it when you're a part of it?
It's so contagious, and what's even more contagious is our love for each other. Like, we do so well because we have so much love and care for each person. We're always counting on the person behind us and in front of us to do their job so we can do our job.
Well, you've left the ballpark so many times this year with home runs. That one nearly left the park, the straightaway center. What was going through your mind in the AB? What were you looking for there?
I was just looking to make good, hard contact. You know, I'm getting in kind of my lull of the season, but, you know, I've never given up on myself. I know my teammates haven't ever given up on me. I know God's never given up on me or the coaches, so, you know, just making sure I get something hard.
Well, Amelia, enjoy this win. Congratulations. We'll see you back tomorrow. War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
Tigers player of the game, Amelia Leck, and now joined by Mariah Pinta, who followed up Amelia's double with the go-ahead double of her own. Mariah, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
How's this one feel tonight to be able to get the go-ahead game-winning hit and your sister in the circle? I know that's got to feel pretty special.
It does. I've been hitting a lot of balls right at people, so it was really nice to break that through and bring Tealia home.
What's the coach has been telling you about hitting balls to people hard, and sometimes you just have to keep playing the game the right way and it'll repay you?
Well, that's the name of the game, but I know that in the beginning of the game we were hitting a lot of pop-ups, so they told us that we needed to hit the top of the ball and start hitting ground balls on the ground to get the players to, you know, do stuff. And Aubrey did a great job getting that started, and Elia followed.
And for you, I mean, what's it like for you being in this role as a freshman, as a starter, the designated player, able to contribute so early and contributing well, I might add?
I'm just really happy that I get to play with all these amazing girls, really, and play behind my sister. She's out there working her butt off, and so is everyone else. They always have my back, and I'm just glad that I can have theirs.
What were you looking for to when you went to the plate and had that go-ahead RBI double?
Well, the girls don't drop balls, and that's not my favorite pitch to hit. But we focused that a lot in practice this week, so I just kind of pretend like I was sitting off the pitching machine.
Well, Mariah, congratulations. We'll see you back here tomorrow. War Eagle.
Can I say hi to my mom and dad?
Absolutely.
Hey, mom and dad, War Eagle.
That's so awesome. Mariah, War Eagle. Tigers win it by a final score of 4-3. Six innings heroics for the Tigers, joined now by Tigers head coach Mickey Dean. Coach, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Coach, heck of a fight from your ball club. We've been talking about it for a week, and I told Amelia there that I didn't think Auburn from afar was having bad at-bats the entire game against Tech. You made the one big adjustment, and then it was a big inning. What did you see from your eyes, Coach?
Yeah, Coach Carrick-Sony told him, and I think it was that third inning, we were hitting the ball in the air a lot. We need to hit it down. And it took us another two innings to make the adjustment that Aubrey hits that ground ball, and then all of a sudden we go on a little tear there. They switch pitchers, and then all of a sudden it's a pitcher that we can get the ball up and drive. So it was a nice adjustment by our hitters. And, I don't think we had a hit until the sixth inning. Then we rolled from there.
I know Amelia and Mariah, rightfully so, will get a lot of the credit, but it doesn't happen without Packer Peralta making that adjustment and getting the starter out of the game. How big was it to rely on some of your veterans in that situation, Coach?
Well, it's just one pitch at a time. And I told them, I'm seeing a lot more smiles on their faces, not just because of the win, but even when we were down, because this game is so much fun to play when you play it one pitch at a time. When you try to think of like the game and you're thinking about winning and losing in the first inning, jeez, that's a lot. But they really are right now. And you know, it's like I said, as long as we can continue to do that, this game is fun. We'll enjoy it. We'll win a lot of ball games. But that's really what it comes down to. You know, we have a motto up in our building that says chop wood, carry water. There are going to be teams that, they're going to stop doing that because they think it's too monotonous. The team that can continue to chop wood and carry water is the team that's going to be successful.
Maddie did a great job in after giving up the three in the first. She settled in, and Coach, you brought her back out there to finish it in the seventh. What went into that to give her that confidence to go finish it?
Well, she was getting up there in a number of pitches, and, you know, we still got two more games tomorrow, and we had all the confidence in the world in Annabelle. And then we took the lead. And then you have to look at matchups, okay? And they had two kids coming up that hit the curveball pretty well, and that's Annabelle's go-to pitch. And once we took the lead, I said, well, we're not going to give them the opportunity here. We're going to switch it up and make them hit our pitches.
I know it's been a couple hours, but you got not one but two wins today. You took down Louisiana Tech in a good one to start today. Now you can build off that tomorrow. Coach, what was the message to the team tonight afterwards?
One pitch at a time. That's it. I mean, seriously, don't get overwhelmed. Don't get overwhelmed. In today's society, that's easy to do. And it's a whole lot more fun when you can just one pitch at a time. It's not that big a deal.
Well, Coach, appreciate it. Looking forward to another exciting day tomorrow. Congratulations. Go enjoy this with War Eagle.
War Eagle.